will strengthen them and encourage them as they go through this time of sorrow and bereavement. That is the Sledge's family. Let us bow our heads as we pray. Gracious, merciful, loving God in heaven, we come again to this place where we offer you homage, worship, where we collectively, my God, praise your holy name and acknowledge your graciousness, your kindness, your goodness, and your mercies in Christ toward us. We give you thanks for today. We give you thanks for the privilege of worship. We give you thanks that you have given us sufficient health and strength so that we could come out as we now do. That we are here, my God, we beg that you will guide our minds, our thoughts, our words, our very motive for being here, that we will examine our motive and see to it that we are gathered here for the right reason. My God, you are worthy of all the praise and the reverence that we can give. Help us to do so willingly and gladly. We are about to look into your word, your revelation for guidance. Grant us receptive hearts, my God. Grant us attentiveness and sharp memory so that we will be able to retain much of what will come from this lesson today. And by this retention, my God, we will be in a better position not only to guide our lives to be more pleasing to you, but we will be in a better position to help guide others. I beg your help and your mercy that as I guide in the study of your word this morning, that you will, my God, grant me the strength, spiritually and physically, that I need. That you will grant me the sharp memory to be able to recall the things that I have studied and the things you want to bear on this lesson, so that you will be honored and be pleased, my God. I beg for your forgiveness through Jesus the Christ. I beg, my God, that you will guide me to speak as your oracle, so that I will represent you correctly, my God, in the things that I am about to say. May you, my God, be honored, be exalted. May we be guided, be enlightened, be encouraged, be strengthened, and be challenged. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. The lesson was announced from Wednesday. We look on the subject, the providence of God. The providence of God. Today is the first part of most likely a 2 or a 3 part lesson. As you will notice, today we will not talk much about God's providence. We will deal with some other point leading up to getting to that. But we can promise you that when we, well, one, you will learn much from the lesson today, and when we get to the providence of God, there are much for us to learn. We hear a lot about providence, the providence of God. The word providence is used both in the Old and in the New Testament. The word that as it is used in the Greek Old Testament and in the New Testament, the Greek word, provoia, it means to provide. It means foresight, that is to see ahead. It means provision. The verb of the word, that is to provide, it is used some 11 times in the Old Testament and 2 times in the New Testament. When it is used many places in the Old Testament, the word is used referring to human vision. The prophet had a vision. That is the verb form of the word providence. Providence, of course, is the noun. So when it is used referring to the vision or provision, as relating to the character that it is used in relationship to. Is God at work in our time? Is God at work in the 21st century? Because you will notice
And some of you have had this experience. Whenever you say today that God is not working miracle anymore, that is usually understood to mean God stopped work. Almost right at work tomorrow. But God is not working miracles anymore. And there are people there who cannot wait to take you up on that to show you that you are wrong. Because the way they understand that is they understand you to be saying, God, stop working. Of miracles. And God is working today. God works through natural means. God works providentially. That is so much to learn. Providentially have to do with the behind the scenes activities of God. The inconspicuous activities of God to carry out His purpose and to work for us, His people. But as I said, we will go in more detail and show here will be. In fact, I think the first aspect of that. God will be just going through some example of the Old Testament. Where the Almighty God was working for His people and in the interest of His own purpose there. But He did not make a big show of it. Is God working today? Yes, God is working. That God is not working miracles. Miraculously does not mean He is not working. Are we there? Miracles. Miracles. Miracles refer to the extraordinary, the supernatural. Miracles refer to the instantaneous at times in which the divine power manifests itself in doing a work or accomplishing a task. I need to go back over that. When we speak about miracle, the miracles that God works, we are referring to the extraordinary. That is the work of God that is not ordinary. We are referring to the divine power. at times. From what the Almighty God has shown, and from what He has shown in His Word, and from what He has taught us in His revelation.
Our method by which God run things.
May I say it another time or two? From what God has shown in His Word, and from what He has revealed in His revelation, the Almighty God has shown His people and those who would listen to Him and observe His Word that miracles were never meant to be the method by which the Almighty God carry out or perpetuate things. Are we all here?
To bring about
and maintain things. That's the way God meant to carry out things.
God meant to.
And the Almighty God designed law spiritual laws, biological laws, physical laws, botanical laws, geographical laws,
made God meant to and design
law to carry out, to perpetuate, and to carry on the things that He wants done on earth. In our lives. Brother Christie. When I saw Brother Christie on Wednesday night, he came right up after study. I didn't recognize him because his illness had brought him to the point where he had lost so much weight. I have been visiting him, praying with him sometime. I just drop by his house, spend 10, 15 minutes, pray with him and leave. And that has been going on. But the last time I saw him was many weeks ago, and I could see then that he was gaining back his weight. And from what he shared with me, I felt good that it seemed he was coming back. I felt encouraged by it. Because the type of illness that he underwent or was going through, and the stage that it reached, was of such that it called for some intervention.
was with joy when I recognized it was Him. I mean, I forget everything and everybody. I was starting to bend because I felt good. But watch here. His progress in recovery did not happen overnight. It was progressive. And he just threw a lot here to his father.
Confirm what I have learned from some of these health magazines that I have read, that they are natural things work. Now, don't misunderstand me. Drugs work also. And remember, had it not been for drugs, many lives would not have been saved. The difference between drugs and natural things is that the natural things, the body respond more kindly to the natural thing. When we talk about drugs, medication, that is what man put together. Natural things work. And Brother Christie is the second person that I have been close to that demonstrate that natural things work. But thank God, when I saw the progress he had made. But back to the point, it was not instantaneous. It did not happen in a day or 5 or 6 days. It's many months. And still
the point that was being emphasized is that the Almighty God made law. Mechanical law. Biological law. Physical law, by which he is still working and carry up things. Are we there?
Let us look at Matthew chapter 12.
The Almighty God did not design
that his work
chapter 12, 38 and 39. Read.
Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee.
We want a miracle from you. We are there. That's what they were asking for, just like men today. That's why are knocked out and they are almost upset with you when you tell them that God is not now working miraculously. That doesn't mean he's not working. That doesn't mean he's not working as effectively. But it just seems to mean he's not using that method anymore. People love miracles for various reasons. Let us read, brother.
But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign.
Y'all hear that? Are you evil and adulterous?
You are waiting for a miracle
to become a Christian? Jesus Christ said you are evil and you are adulterous. You are waiting for a miracle from God. For the various goals and objectives, you think you need a miracle. Jesus Christ said that you are evil and you are adulterous. You see, Jesus Christ, more than we do, know that miracles are not the method.
method by which the Almighty God carry on things. Christ knew that. Read on, it says some more there, brother.
And there shall be no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days.
Jesus Christ was telling of his resurrection, his life and resurrection that the Jews didn't want to accept. And he's saying that's the miracle that we'll see. But they will not accept that. Even though that is probably the biggest miracle God has ever performed in the history of mankind. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ from our sin. But the Jews will not accept him even after he was resurrected. God, for the most part, are we there? God, for the most part, is undramatic. There is no being alive anywhere that is undramatic as the Almighty God. God, for the most part, is usually silent. Almighty God tells us that the heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament showeth that is the handiwork of God. So God is silent and dramatic, yet God still speaks to man. God is inconspicuous. Yet he is. In fact, yet he makes himself known and seen. That's right. Yeah. In fact, let me go on. God is unsensational. Are we all there? And usually carry out his work through his many agents. You see, man likes sensation. That's why you find so many of us, we are waiting in a thousand different ways for a miracle. And some man-made churches, false church, play up on that. When they pitch their tent, they tell you, come, expect a miracle. Some of them don't even know what miracle is. Truly. And why they think you are going to come, you love sensational things. So you go each night expecting to see some wonder. And the only wonder you see is falsehood, deception. But God is largely an unsensational God. Yes, he carried out his work through his many agents. And sometimes, in many cases, silent methods. God's agent can be the enemy. That's right. It can be the light, the darkness, the sun. God's agent can be human messengers. Let's run to the book of Psalms 104. Quick. Verse 4. Verse 10 through 14. Verse 18 through 22 and verse 24. Psalms 104. Let us hear it.
Verse 10. Verse 4
first.
Who maketh his angels spirits?
who make this angel spirit?
His ministers are flaming fire.
Wait, God has ministers? Yes. Angels. And they are flaming fires. Read.
Verse 10.
Yes, verse 10 to 14.
He sendeth the springs into the valleys,
uh-huh,
which run among the hills.
Uh-huh.
They give drink to every beast of the field.
You see, Brother Jonathan, don't move. We are being told, right, what you have just read, that these are some of God's ministers that serve God. What they just did?
They give drink to every beast of the field.
They give drinks to every beast of the field.
The wild asses quench their thirst.
Uh-huh.
By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation.
You hear that? The passage is telling us some of God's agents through which God accomplished his work. And these are not miraculous work necessary. They are not. Verse, are you?
Verse 12. Would sing among the branches.
Mm-hmm.
He watered the hills from his chambers.
Watered the hill from his chambers. Read.
The
earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. Read.
He causeth the grass to grow from the cattle, for the cattle.
God fed the cattle with grass.
And the herd.
But he doesn't do that miraculously necessarily. You see. Read.
And the herb for the service of man.
And the herb for the service of man. A Rastafarian sitting here would say amen to that. Because he would put one meaning to the word herbs. That's right. Verse 18 to 22.
The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats.
Now all this is God. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats. Read.
And the rocks for the conies.
Mm-hmm.
He appointed the moon for the seasons.
Uh-huh.
The sun knoweth he's going down.
Uh-huh.
Thou makest darkness.
Watch here now. He makes darkness.
And it is night wherein all the beasts.
And when the night falls,
wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth.
They creep forth. There are some insects, beasts. It's when it gets dark that they come out. That doesn't surprise God. What surprised me is that it's this week.
When, of course,
I've gone through the study relative to this series of lessons, at least most of it, and it was this week. Forgotten what they call the station that shows the natural thing, the sea, and it was pointing out the same thing, showing some fish that it's when it's dark that they come out. I remember there were no more than a dozen young whale that came out looking for anything that comes in their way to eat them up. Well, that's the way God decided. And what the Bible is telling us.
Run to verse 24, brother.
O Lord, how manifold are thy works?
How many are God's works?
In wisdom hast thou made them all.
In wisdom God made them all. Keep in mind, the passage is showing the many agents that the Almighty God used to carry out his will, his purpose. And you notice that most of natural things. God today is constantly working for his people providentially. I mean today, right now, God is working for his people and for his own purpose providentially, not miraculously.
get this. Miracles were never meant to be a way or the permanent method
by
which God works
and accomplishes things. I need
that we spend all our lives waiting for something that will never come. God will be there for his people and has always been there for his people. I have no doubt that when I saw Brother Christie, I went home just saying thanks be to God. That God directed him to the right people. And they respect, through their research, develop the respect for what the natural things can do. And we see demonstrated in him. I have no doubt that God was at work. God also, when he so choose, work through the drug that the doctor prescribed. Are we all here? God never meant, as he has shown, for miracles to be the way or the method by which God accomplished things. As I said, the Almighty God works naturally. The Almighty God works ordinarily. The Almighty God works providentially, and the Almighty God in the past worked miraculously. Are we here? Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, may I? Miracles this side of the cross of Jesus Christ had two main purposes. Brother Mitchell, did I hear you right? Well, let me repeat. Miracles were not only this side of the cross, but miracles have always had two main confirmatory purpose. Don't forget this. Miracles throughout the ages by God, where God works through his servant to do things. The two main purpose of miracles was to authenticate, to make those things to authenticate. The other purpose was confirmatory. Look at Mark 16 and verse 20. Read.
And they went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord working.
Take time with that part, the Lord, brother. Read, start again from the beginning.
And they went forth and preached everywhere.
They went forth and they preached everywhere. Wait, now watch here now. The confirmatory aspect of miracle is coming in. The authentication is right follow. Start again.
And they went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord working with them.
The Lord does what?
Working with them.
How did he work with them?
And confirming the word with signs.
Did what? Did you see the word confirmed here, brother?
Yes.
You're sure it's there?
And confirming the word with
brother
signs.
Brother Jonathan, that is the purpose of miracle. Confirming what?
The word.
That is the word that they preach. The Almighty God wanted the audience that listened to them to know that what they preach was from God. Miracle was meant for that purpose. Confirming what?
The word.
How?
With signs.
Signs.
Following.
Following.
Amen.
You all got it? That's one of the main purposes of miracle, to confirm the word. In fact, since we are here at this spot, let me spend a little time here to show the main purpose of miracle. It authenticates, it lets us know, or let the audience know, that the person preaching the word, doing the thing, is genuinely from God. Hebrews 2:4, Acts 2:22. Let us hear it.
God also bearing them witness.
How did he bear them witness?
Both with signs and wonders.
Somebody not listening. Well, Christian, you need to learn what we are discussing, and our visiting friends need to learn that miracle was never meant to be the method by which God continues anything. God gives us spiritual laws for the continuation of Christianity and history. God gives us geographical laws for the continuation of the earth. God gives us physical laws for the continuation of the earth and other things. God gives us biological laws for the continuation of the human race. God gives us zoological laws for the continuation of the animal kingdom. Are we there? God makes laws for the perpetuation of people, not miracles. In a few minutes, I'll go in a little more detail. The word of the passage.
2:4.
In fact, brother, I told you verse 4.
Yes.
Read from verse 1.
Therefore, we ought to give.
Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed
to the things which we have heard.
To the thing, this is referring to religious, spiritual, moral things that we have heard, lest
at any time we should let them slip.
God, Christian, expects you to commit to memory as much of his truth that you can. So what we are here discussing, you must make sure you learn it. And we are here looking at the purpose of miracle. When you understand its purpose, you will understand that it was never meant to last indefinitely. And if you're asking the question, well, Brother Mitchell, if miracle is confirmatory and to authenticate, then we need it today to confirm what you preach. I'm going to show you that we do not need it today for that purpose. Read on, brother.
For if the word spoken by angels, was steadfast,
was fixed,
and every transgression,
every man who showed disrespect
and disobedience
under the law of Moses, it is that which is referred to as spoken by angel. You understand? Every man who showed disrespect for the law of Moses, the Almighty God dealt with them severely. For if the word spoken by angel was steadfast, mean it was fastened, it was fixed, it was firm, how shall we
escape
if we neglect
so great salvation?
What matter?
So great salvation.
Jonathan, you notice what it is doing here. It's sort of comparative, eh? Words spoken by angel, that is the things of the past. Eh? The Old Testament law. Eh? How shall we escape if we neglect? What?
So great salvation.
You see, Jonathan, this is Jesus' salvation. This is the gospel. We cannot treat the gospel lightly. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Wait, watch here now. Read.
Which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord.
It was first spoken by the Lord.
And was confirmed unto us.
Wait. It was confirmed
unto us.
Unto us.
By them that heard him.
Brother Jonathan, that is the apostle. Them that heard him.
Amen.
How was it confirmed?
God also bearing them witness.
Uh-huh.
Both with signs and wonders.
Wait. You see, Brother Jonathan? The confirm and the bear witness, W-I-T-N-E-S-S, is referring to the same thing. When God bear witness of them, God confirmed that they were his servant. How did he do that? Read.
With signs and wonders.
Signs, wonders.
And with diverse miracles.
And different miracles. You are here? You see, the Bible is making it plain the purpose of miracle. It is to confirm that which was preached. You see what I see? Notice whom God bear witness. Was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. God bearing
them witness.
Them who? Them that heard him, the apostles. I have made the statement here that miracles are tied to the apostle and their lifetime. That's right. You want an angel to challenge me on that calling? That's right. Miracles have been tied to the apostles of Christ and for their lifetime. What do you mean, Brother Mitchell, for their lifetime? When they died, the miracles that they performed would have done the purpose for which those miracles were meant. So by the time the apostle died, there would be no need for miracle anymore. But Brother Mitchell, if the miracles confirm their preaching, don't you as a preacher need it to confirm your preaching? No, I'll be telling you in a few minutes. You are a Hebrews brother, God bearing the witness by signs and miracles and what, eh?
Yes, verse 4.
Verse 4, finish.
And gifts of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
According to his own will.
Look at Acts of the Apostle 2:22. Look at Romans chapter 15, 18 and 19.
Ye men of Israel.
You men of Israel.
Hear these words.
Hear these words.
Jesus of Nazareth, the man of
Jesus of Nazareth, a man. Watch here. Even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his work had to be confirmed by God by miracle. Listen.
A man approved of God
among you
by miracles.
Wait, what was he approved, brother?
By miracles.
Everybody get that? That what the passage is saying, it was miracle that God used to confirm or to authenticate that Jesus Christ was his servant or his son. A man approved of God. How did God approve Jesus Christ? By miracles.
And wonders.
And wonders.
And signs.
And signs.
Which God did by him in the midst of you.
That's right.
As ye yourselves also know.
That's right. That's the purpose of miracle.
Look at, that was Acts 2. And verse 22. Look at Romans 15, 18 and 19.
For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me.
Which Christ, you notice, the apostles do not give themselves credit for the miracles. They gave God the credit, which Christ wrought by me. These miracles were done by Jesus Christ through me. Read.
To make the Gentiles obedient by the word and deed, through mighty signs and wonders.
Wait. To help the Gentile understand that the preacher of the gospel was from God.
Are we all there?
Miracles are tied to the apostle and their lifetime.
Oh Lord, just one or two more passages. May I? Why don't we need miracles today? Why don't I need miracles to confirm my preaching? Let us look at St. John 20, verse 30 and 31. St. John 20, verse 30 and 31.
And many other signs.
Many other signs. That is miracles.
Truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples.
Jesus Christ did then in the presence of his disciples.
Which are not written in this book.
They are not written in this book.
But these are written.
Take time, brother. Take time with me. These are
written.
Written.
That ye might believe.
Do you get my drift here? Faith in the gospel. That is the written gospel. Was to come through the written miracles. Not that we would be seeing fresh miracles throughout the centuries and decades. No. We have what? The written one. You know what that is saying? That is saying that the written gospel with the written miracle is God's rubber stamp. You and I have signed documents for people already. Just sign, date and everything. Many times it happened. Because a lot of times I don't believe that that document demand that it be stamped by my marriage officer stamp. And the authority will ask that they bring it back and I stamp it with the marriage officer stamp. That's right. The gospel has God's stamp of approval. These are written that you might believe. The implication there is the Almighty God would be performing miracles to authenticate and to confirm every preacher, every true preacher that is, then we would need a written one. But the Bible said these are written and by written it means these have God's stamp of approval, so that you may believe. You can always check what you must do now to know whether a man preaching is from God, is to check if what he preach is in keeping with the written gospel. That's what you must do. Brothers and sisters, there are a lot more. But I'll have to stop here. I need to go down, not today. But let me give you a little hint. I'll be showing that almost everything, in fact, the Almighty God starts or begins things with miracles. We're going to go down that trail when we get back next week. The Almighty God starts or he begins things by miracle. Thereafter, he established laws to carry on those things. So when we get back next week, I may not even get as far as I want into providence. You see, this aspect of the lesson is to set the foundation for God's providential work. And that's why so much time is spent on it. When God's willing, we meet next week, we will go down the line and show you. May I? The world started by miracle. But after God created the world, he established laws to carry on the earth, the world. And I'll be listing some 3 to 5 things that the Almighty God started with a miracle, but miracle was never used for their perpetuation or continuation. You need to learn that and learn it well, so that you are not misled out there by the many who come claiming that they are performing miracles, but they are nothing but counterfeit. Today, if you're here and if you're not a child of God, are you waiting for a miracle? Jesus Christ said, an adulterous and an evil generation seek for miracle. The Almighty God is not going to use miracles to bring you to him. He's going to use the written gospel. And isn't that what we are told in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4, I think, that he calls us not by an angel coming and waking us up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Not by a vision, but he called us by the gospel. Today, if we have told you about Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, and that did come up, then that's the gospel, that's God's good news. To let you know that God loves you and cares for you, and he wants to save you now by the truth of the gospel. By becoming obedient to the gospel, in accepting that you are a sinner in your state, as you are, in believing that Jesus Christ is the only answer to your sin problem, in repenting of your sin, in confessing Christ's name, and in getting baptized for the removal of your sin. If you are willing to do that today, the Almighty God will welcome you into his family. You must obey what is written in the gospel in order to be saved. Don't wait on a miracle. You may see something looking like a miracle, but it is nothing but the devil working to lead you to hell. As we stand and sing, the